In Chasdei Hashem, we started last week the sugya of his baridus. I thought that I was the only one that was excited that we're doing this, but it turns out there were hundreds of people that listened in or watching. That only confirms that there's such a bikush, such a longing to have this as part of our lives. So we have a lot of work to do, Be'ez Hashem. A lot of work to do. I'm hoping you have the pages or that you have it on the phone. But we started last week. Before we actually begin to learn the Sefer Eshbach Lefon of Sichi, which is the background of where his baridus comes from, and an introduction into that mahalach of his baridus itself, which we're going to be learning all the pratim of how to live a life of his baridus. So I wanted to spend a few weeks with these hagdamas, which I believe are necessary in order to prepare us to really, really want what his baridus has to offer. To really want what his baridus is offering. His baridus is offering us a lot. But what to want that and to be ready for that, that's what I want to spend a few weeks learning a little bit here from the Ksavim of the Bilvavi, which we began last week. So Moshe David always has on the phone to send to you, and it's, I guess, whatever you're more comfortable with, looking at the phone or printing it. We began last week this Maimer of Ahavas Hashem. And it's based upon a reality that Chazal we're very familiar with, and we all are as well, but the Gemara says in Bava Basra, and it's in a slightly different nusach in different places in Chazal. Basically, Chavrusa Misusa, that if I'm not going to have a close friend in this world, I might as well not be in the world. It's a strong thing to say, a Misusa, to die, I can't live. And it's not really a Chiddush. Adam Rishon felt that, and the Torah says at the very beginning, Loit Toiv, Heyos Adam Levad. Loit Toiv. It's the first Loit Toiv that we see in Tanakh. Loit Toiv. Means that it's the obvious of lo tov is to be alone. Lo tov heyos adam levad. There could have been a lot of things that would have been lo tov. But lo tov, the first lo tov, is heyos adam levad. Esle eze kenegdo. So we understand that we learned last week that on a very basic and practical level, ishes achiv ya'azayru, the pasuk says in Navi Yeshaya that people can't do things by themselves. People need help. To build, to live, you need, in a very, very real and practical way, you need shutfim. That's simple. But the end of that pasuk is la'achiv yomar chazak. On a deeper level, it's not just a practical need, but it's a very real, ever-present emotional need in a healthy person, in a healthy way. V'ishes achiv u'la'achiv yomar chazak, to give chizik one to the other, to give chizik. Chizik doesn't only mean to feel better, it means la'achzik ma'amad, to be able to survive, to be able to exist. Orchiv u'sa misusa. This is a tremendous yisod. What we began at the end of the shir last week was that the Mechaber says that he wants now to share with us a soy gadol, a tremendous secret. And that's what we just started with. So let's chazer that sentence on the bottom of page Mem Vav, Eis Gimel. What is this soy gadol, this tremendous secret? Because to find in this world a yedid nefesh, be'emes, it's very hard. But even for those who are zoche to have such yedidim. It's still not the yedid nefesh. And the soy gadol is a tshuva l'kachu soy gadol l'misha l'yadai. This is a big secret only for a person who is sort of oblivious to the truth. Poshid mar l'misha yadai. But it's very poshid to the person who's living in this truth. Hasayit ha-gadol hu shakadosh baruch hu. We did this last week, just chazim. This big secret is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hatzav Sa'amiti B'yayis HaShiyach Aliyah Slotim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truest friend that one can have in this world. Ein Zay Semer Shlo Tzorach Klal Rein V'Didim. Doesn't mean that we don't need to have friends, regular human friends. Ulam HaYedid HaAmiti HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the emissary yedid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'acha v'rei avicha al tazayv, the Gemara brings the pasuk, and Rashi says, she'rei avicha, your friend, and your father's friend, and your zedi's friend, the elder zedi's friend. Who is this person that's been around forever? It's not a person. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'acha avicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's your friend, your father's friend, your zedi's friend. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lom is a saigor, that's where we're up to. Why is this a big secret? Kinir loy la'odam Shekadosh Baruch Hu mela gadol Shei efshar leskar ve'lav. Because from the beginning of our lives we're taught that Hashem is this all-powerful king. It's true. But the feeling that one naturally has with a king is Shei efshar leskar ve'lav. That you really, he's not approachable. A king is not approachable. We didn't grow up in a world of kings and queens, but we understand that even in our post-monarchy world, that there are people that they're not approachable, that the distance is too great. Allah is kama v'kama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Marv, I once mentioned to you some years ago, by Marv, we have a brach of Ashkivenu L'Shalom, right? Right before Shimon Esrei, by Marv. So, what nusach do you, how do you say, what are the words, Hashkiveinu? Hashkiveinu what? Say it every night. Hashkiveinu, Hashem Lekeinu. Just look in the Siddur for a second. And what does it say in the Siddur? We have, the Beresh, what does it say? You looking in the Siddur?
No, I was looking up because
some
people can't get onto the live
stream. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bust you. I learned that word. Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu. That's what it says in the Siddur. Shai, what does it say in your Siddur? It says in the Nusach Ari, it says Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Shalom. And the Hilig Rishon has said, who would you rather have put you to sleep? Hashem Elokeinu or Avinu? Your father, or you know, Hashem Lekein. So the vision has said this. The nusach of Hashkiveinu, they're different. They're all very, very holy and pure. But many chassidim say Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Shalom. I don't know the svaradim. I'm not sure if there's no svaradi here. I'm looking at. Yeah, you have a svaradi seder. I'm curious what they say about the svaradim. Ma'ariv, they say Hashkiveinu Imenu, our mother.
They speak about Pachalaila.
Yeah. Hashkiveinu Avinu. Because Pashas is that's the oldest nusach in Arizal, is to say Hashkiveinu Avinu. The Svab Nachsidim are very, very medactic in the Nusari. So, from the beginning of our lives, the feeling naturally sets in that he's a king. And he's unapproachable. Malach Raman, he says, "Shein li yishchibu yididusi imai." Not friends with the king. Malach sheshechin sham be'alyanim shein shach klal lahagil l'sham. And he's some kind of a king. You know, you see your mother or your father, they talk about Hashem, or a grandparent, they look up. You know, they look up to Shemayim, or someone even points up to Shemayim. So the feeling is that he's some king that's in his palace far away. You can never get to him. He's not approachable. I can't get an appointment with him. I can't get in to meet him. So how am I supposed to be a friend of his? I mean that he could be a king, or that he's a melech ha'olam, that a person could be masik. The same way he could be masik. There's somebody sitting in the White House, or somebody sits in Albany, whatever. So he could be masik, that there are people that are out there someplace making laws. But to be a friend, how can you be a friend with someone that's impossible to see? Anybody that it's in this world thinks about these things, this question. Elim King, Mishu Giloloi, Shemachshavas Elohim Toz Noiroa Bechai. But these machshavas, this way of thinking, of course, is a very, very terrible mistake. It's natural, and we all do think like that, and our kids are always thinking like that. But it's a very big mistake. It's the mistake of a person's life. He told Shema Abedes Me'odam, this mistake causes the person to lose as Kol Tachliso Bechai. It causes a person to batch up his whole Tachlis in this world. His whole Tachlis in this world. All of the problems come from this failure to recognize Hashem as a friend. There are many, many people, all of us and many others, who believe that he's the king of the universe. He's the creator and he's the king. But it doesn't necessarily change them in any deep way. They might be frightened enough to observe some of the laws that come down, but as far as the tachlis of a person's life, no. Melech ha'olam, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, doesn't necessarily do that for you. The tachlis is to have his karvus to Hashem, to have a relationship with Hashem. Karv ma'oid. Lias yedid Hashem, to be the Baruch Shalom's friend. Lahagish is a avhus shaboy, to feel that avinu, hashkivenu avinu. Avinu makenu, ein lanu melech ela ato. Ein lanu melech ela ato. I talk about the tzaddikim said that Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Ata, means we don't want this whole business of Melech so much. What we want is Ata. We want this feeling of it's you. You. Ein Lanu Melech, Ela Ata. We want that closeness of Ata. Not that we don't believe. Of course we believe that Hashem is Melech Olam. And we have to do everything that we're told. Of course. But Ein Lanu Melech, really what we want is Ata. We want you. The ability to say you is the way you talk to a friend. Kedabi ish el re'eyu. That's how you speak to your friend. Ata. In most languages, English is a chosmetic language, but in most languages, you have a special word. You know, how you talk to a choshev person, how you talk, even in Yiddish, and how you talk to a person who you're close to, who you feel comfortable with, you're heimish with, and how you talk to somebody who's a... There are different words in many languages to say it differently. In English, everything is you. But the Baruch Shalom wants it. There should be this yididus. Lahargish is a avus shaboy, so to feel that avinu. Lahargish is a havosei elai, and to feel his love for me. Me'ein b'chine shal ani v'ata netayel b'gan Eden. Mean what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara, the pasuk is v'salachti b'soichem v'yisalochem l'lokim. V'salachti b'soichem, I will walk together with you, amongst you, and I will be your God. So I will be your God. That's the scary king part. What the pasuk is saying is v'salachti b'soichem. Even though I am your king, and you have to behave, afal pichein v'salachti b'soichem. I want to walk together with you. And the Gemara says, "Ani va'ata netayel began Eden. Ani va'ata netayel began Eden. I want to take a walk with you. I want to spatzir with you in Gan Eden. Ani va'ata netayel began Eden." There's a Torah that from the Bunches that I always speak about many, many times over the years. And it's one sentence from the Majlis from the Divi Yisrael. In Parashat B'chol Kaisai, there is the Pasuk, V'salach V'saychem, Pirish Rashi, Atayin Al-Machim Aganei. Rashi brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. What does it mean, V'salach V'saychem? Atayin Al-Machim Aganei. I want to walk with you in Gan Eden. So listen to the sentence in the Majlis. Many of you remember, you've heard this. Hine Gan Eden Shel Yisrael Hu B'Shamayim. The Gan Eden of a Jew is after a person dies, there's a Gan Eden. Or this could be a place in this world. That's the Ramban talks about in Torah Sodom. In this world, is there a place in this physical world called Gan Eden? That's not for now. But Gan Eden means some other place. Hine Gan Eden shall Yisrael hu b'shamayim. The Gan Eden shall Kadosh Baruch Hu b'soich Yisrael. But the Gan Eden, Hashem's Gan Eden, is b'soich Yisrael, is being among Jews. Is being in the heart, is being together with a Jew. V'shechanti b'soicham. And I will dwell b'soicham within you. Zeh shepirish Rashi, atayel imachem b'gan Eden. Haynu imachem u'b'soicham hu ha-gan Eden sheli. When Hashem says, I want to walk with you in Gan Eden, he's saying, I want to be present in your heart, because that's my Gan Eden. Your heart is my Gan Eden. Your Gan Eden, the human being's Gan Eden is Shemayim, whatever. But my Gan Eden is Atayel Imochem Gan Eden. That's what the Rebbe says. Hainu Imochem U'Besoichem Hu'a Gan Eden Sheli. That's my Gan Eden, the Baruch Shalom says. That's an amazing thought. The Baruch Shalom's Gan Eden is me. Is me. My heart. That's the Baruch Shalom. V'shechanti B'Soichem. V'salachti B'Soichem. And he says in parentheses, "Ain't this soys liyira ki yesh b'chinish al gila barada?" This does not contradict the awe that we have to feel for Hashem. That's the chiddush of even though it's vayis lachem l'lukim, it's v'salach to b'soichem. That's very, very hard. That's very hard to find that balance in every single bracha that we make. It's baruch ato Hashem. We speak to him directly, but then it's elokeinu Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. We have that in each. In each bracha, that there is that yedidus, there's that closeness, but then there's also that recognition of him being a lekeinu melech ha'olam. But it's not a steer at all. That's a limud, but we don't go into that right now. Hashem hu yedid l'chol davar. Ein yedid k'mayis ha'olam. There is no friend like him. Af yedid l'yachal liyaz karav l'adam k'mayi yedid hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No friend could be as close to a person as Hayidid HaZakash Baruch Hu. And that's something which is very unnatural for us to feel. It's hard for us to think that way. Again, as we said before, you can't see him. And also, sometimes you feel like, why does my friend treat me this way? If he's such a close friend, my friends in this world treat me sometimes better than he does. Like, why is he treating me this way? If he's such a close friend. If he's my closest friend, why does he treat me this way? So there are things that are pushing this back. Pushing it back. And it's not vayda. That's the ikar vayda of our bechira, is to be able to, to be able to feel that despite the mitzvahs that you're looking at with your eyes, to have that emunah in yidid nefesh. Mishlo ezoche lakach zenir loy melitza. Anybody who has not been zoche to this kind of relationship of yidid nefesh, it sounds like it's a nice of art, like it's melitza, like, you know, something poetic. It's not real. Dvarim yafim b'seichel, it's a nice thing. This vart from the Divi Yisrael, it's a nice thing. Divi Yisrael wrote that because he lived that way. It's a nice thing for us, you think about it, it sounds nice. It's a nice vart to say over Shabbos or whatever. B'salachti b'seichem, it's a nice Rashi. Dvarim yafim b'seichel, she'en lam shum kiyim ba'adam ha'muchashi. But there's no real mitzvahs in the mamuchashi, and in this world, that's not a mitzvahs. Boilem ha'hargoshes, in the world of hargoshes, it's not real to feel that way. Be'emes, it's not a real thing. People say these things. That's why you have the people that feel these things can't understand how people don't feel them, and the people that don't feel them, when they hear people just talk this way, you know, even though these are people who are Shemimis, when they hear the other people talking this way about this Yedidus, they think that this time, you know, it's like, it's narishkeit, whatever. They're talking narishkeit. They're stam saying things that they saw in some sefer. It's not that you ever felt such a thing. What kind of a feeling is that? What? What is a feeling like that? Which, like, I've also mentioned to you once, I don't remember where I saw this in the sefer, such a meridic word, that, do you remember when Dovinmach was dancing, when Aaron was coming back from the plishtim, Dovinmach was dancing, and Michal was very, his wife was very, very upset about that, that he was dancing like one of their, like one of their reikim, like a peasant with a, and he was lifting up his robe was coming up, and he was dancing like that, and she was very, very upset about that. And David Mal says, I wish I could make myself lower. So then it says afterwards, it's a very, very painful ending to the pasuk. It says that Michal, it says right at the end of that pasuk, it says that Michal never had children the rest of her life. She never had any children. So the simple pshat is that she was punished for talking that way to David HaMelech. She was punished. That's the pshat in pasuk, that she never had any children. But I saw in a sefer, I don't remember where I saw this. I remember that I was in a bungalow. I don't remember what sefer it was. That the pasuk is not saying a punishment. The pasuk is saying that the reason that Michal couldn't understand such an unbelievable outburst of love is because she never had children. You hear that? She didn't have children. So there was a part of her that was closed in that way, but she never had children. It's not saying a curse, it's saying the reason for the problem that she had of being so critical of David HaMelech losing himself with this ahava, with this joy, is because she never had children. Never had children. So, a person doesn't understand. What does this mean? Nirulai shemisha chayshev medaber kein. It seems to the outsider, who doesn't have this inyan with Hashem, who bal demyonis. It's a person who's a bal demyonis. He's a bal demyonis. One of the chaveim who was here sent my wife a picture that she showed me, a clip of the Tosha Rebbe saying Hamoitzi. Any of you see this? So many of you saw this. The Tosha Rebbe saying Hamoitzi. He didn't know that he was being filmed, that it was a Hollywood production. I'm sure he would have been very upset. I don't know how to describe it. I watched it around 10 times. And how to describe it? Hamaisi? Okay, just Hamaisi. It wasn't Shabbos. There's no filming on Shabbos. It's Hamaisi. He wasn't wearing a strimal. It was a weekday. He was making Hamaisi. I remember hearing they have a tape going up from the Klosenberg saying Maidim. I don't know if you heard this. Just saying Maidim. He was davening for the Omud. And he was saying Maidim. The person who's outside of that world sees this as being demyonis. The Tosha Rebbe, Hamaitzi, how he made a bracha. So then you'll have the rabbinical one that'll say, it's also the Seisachim. It's like outside of that world. And it is for people like us to do that. To imitate that is also. But the ones who are standing outside, like Michal, who was watching from a window, and it wasn't, she was not David HaMelech, she was a great tzaddikus, but it was not David HaMelech. How do you make such a bracha like that? It's like, so can who bal demyon? Who bal demyon is? Shenin melei shemargish tzikosh baruch. The outsider thinks of this person as being a bal demyon is. He's a delusional. He thinks he has, he thinks he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And we're going to see why all of this is Hagdomah to his Baruch Hu. I think it's obvious. I mean, it's a tenai to coming to his Baruch Hu, and the Iker accomplishment that we're going to reach, Bez Hashem, during our work together, is to be able to live this way, to feel this way. Ubatuach Shesakash Baruch Iev Shalahargish. The outsider is certain that you can't feel such a thing. You can't feel such a thing. You can talk about it. It's a concept. It's an idea. David Melch was in such a place. Maybe he'll be mighty that the Tash Rebbe was such a person. But it's not something which is normal. Oi, Kam Rachmanis, Sing Mesh Adam Ba'alim Shechayshav Kach. It's Rachmanis that a person thinks like this. Huma'abed La'atzme is a Yedid Hachitoy, because the outsider loses his best friend. As a yedid hachi toiv sheyochel liyos b'adam, the best friend he could have in the world. Zu yedidus nifla, it's a wondrous yedidus. Zu yedidus neira. Zu yedidus kol kach amuka shein la'ach v'reya b'adam hazeh. It's such a deep yedidus that there's nothing that can be compared to it in the world. I think this was from Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm pretty sure. Reb Shimon Schwab said, it's interesting how Adam HaRishon was created with the ability to speak. Not only that, but it's a Ruach Mamalo, a speaking being. He was able to speak. So Rav Schwab asked, why did he need to be able to speak? That beginning of creation, and it looked like the ideal creation was that he was by himself. So who's he talking to? There's no one else there. What's the need to speak? To who? So if Schwab says, this shows us that the Ikke Bria of a human being is to speak to the Baruch Shalom. Because the only one that he could have spoken to at the beginning was Hashem. There's no one else. There's no one else to talk to. So the whole shurish of the Koach HaDibur is to have that conversation is his Baruch, is to speak to Hashem's Baruch. That's the very beginning of man's ability to speak. The first one who he spoke to, which is the beginning, which is the shurish of who he is to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Odom shechash yes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'libay. A person who feels the Baruch Shalom b'libay in his heart, who otov kulay ahavim Hashem, he feels completely enveloped in Hashem's love. Who hardachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol mokayim. Wherever he goes, he's with Hashem. He's on that atayeli mochem. He's with that. He's on that tiul. Wherever he is, he's with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol mokim shu nimtza, hu margish b'muchash mamish Kadosh Baruch Hu imay. Wherever he is, not just in shul. Halavai person should feel that in shul. Even in shul, it's hard to feel it. But wherever he is in life, he feels b'muchash mamish Kadosh Baruch Hu imay. Maloichal aritz kavaydai. I mean, all of davening. People are always worried about, I mean, his bardus, but then what about regular davening? His bardus doesn't contradict or conflict with regular davening. It takes the regular davening and it brings it to an entirely different place. All of davening that we were saying our whole lives begins to make sense. Because that's what all of davening is about. Dovid Melech wasn't conducting a class, wasn't giving a lecture about Hashem. He was pouring his heart out to Hashem. But all of those things that we say in the regular davening, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, begin to take on an entirely different meaning. So people think, again, the outsiders think that, oh, we have the Siddur, we have Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. What are you starting with his Baruch? Anayim Az. What's with his Baruch? One only begins to understand davening and to appreciate Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv through his bardus, then you begin to understand the words. Means it's a completely different pasuk. It's a completely different thing that's happening. Adam chayev lahavin shekol zman shleizoch lahargisayis. A person needs to understand that as long as he has not been zeichet to feel any of this, it's a mamish misusa b'olam hazeh. It's death. A chavrusa or misusa. It's like being dead. Afilu im yilei eskol hatoiv shabaylam. Even if a person has eskol hatoiv shabaylam, he has a good life. Everything is good. And he's got a lot of friends. And he has a nice marriage. And everything is good. Afilu im yilei eskol hatoiv shabaylam. A cult we call cult. Chosel lo yaseh ikar. He's missing the ikar. He's missing the main thing. Es ha'yididus shalom ha'bayri. The yididus for the Kodesh Baruch. That's the main thing. The Chaim HaKadosh says that when the brothers were trying to console, when the Shvatim were trying to console Yaakov after Yosef HaTzadik disappeared, so the brothers were trying to console him. How? So it says in Torah that all of the Shvatim, all of the children, all the Eniklach, they all gathered together. They made like a big family reunion. And then it says Vayimayin Lesnachim. So Chaim HaKadosh says that they wanted to give him the Chomet to say that, listen, yeah, you know, Abba, Zaydi, whatever. You have kind of, you have a big family. So okay, this Yosef isn't. Yosef is not here, but you have a beautiful family. Look at all the family you have. Vayimar lisnach. He couldn't be consoled, because the ikka in the kudah panimis is Yosef etzadi. So it's, he loves all of his children. He loves all of his grandchildren. But don't tell me I have plenty of children. If you ever said that to a parent that lost a child, you deserve to get a patch. Can you imagine going into a shiva and someone lost a child, Hashem Yoachim, and saying, oh, what's the matter? You have three or four other kids, don't you? But no matter, here, it's the chiddush is no matter what you have in the world, for somebody to say to someone, and he says to you, I have no shaykhs like Hashem, I have no relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. The ikur is chasam and asayf. To say, oh, you have a lot of, you have a wife, you have kids, you have a nice home, it's okay. Don't worry about Hashem. So he's missing. Also, a Jew who Be'emes feels that friendship, and that something is wrong with the friendship, something is in the way of that friendship, would be like Yaakov, can't be consoled, can't live without that. You tell me I should live without the Hashem is Baruch? I can't live without the person. Not because of something theological, that if he's not here, the world will go back to Tohu Vohu, nothing like that. I can't live without the Yedidus, without that relationship. That's why the real misbited them, they can't go without it. It's not, you think, in the beginning you think, oh, how am I going to force myself to do this? You look at your watch, and it's like, you know, the rabbi said, or you read in the Sefer, it says, try, you know, in the beginning, try 3 minutes, 4 minutes, by like after 30 seconds of trying to do his body, you feel like, this is torture, Amish torture. It's like when you start exercising, right? It's torture. So I'm working out, and the tzaddik that I work out with, see, so now I got this machine, elliptical, you know, that you walk on, this thing. It's an interesting story how I got that. It's a whole another discussion. But anyway, I got this machine, and he told me that, he said that you're going to see soon, you're going to be doing 20 minutes, a half hour, a shot. He said start off with 2 minutes. So after like 40 seconds, I'm looking, you know. So this is around 6 weeks ago. Baruch Hashem, as of last night, Baruch Hashem, I'm holding ready by being able to do 15 minutes, you know, a shot, 15 minutes. I take a break and I do another. So, in the beginning, you feel like it's impossible. You start his baridus. You feel like, I don't know. I have nothing to talk about. What am I doing? This is weird. But the people who are misbited them know that. The rest of the day, they're just looking forward to the Hizbaridus. Like the Kuzri writes, like Abila Levi writes, that for the chassid, for the righteous person, davening is the fruit of the day. It's like what he's waiting for the whole day, to daven. To be able to go away from work a little bit and to catch a few minutes to talk to Hashem Hizbaruch. That's the pre. That's the highlight. Which again, when it comes to regular davening, who feels that way? The highlight of his day. You know, you have to be dragged into shul. And even when he comes to shul, every second you're in danger of losing the guy. He's going to go walking around. You see people dragging around and shul, all the walking here and going there or talking and things. They can't even keep him in shul. But once a person feels this yedidus and is connected to this yedidus, he looks forward to it all the time. He looks forward to it all the time. I'm not at a stage where I look forward to exercising. But I dread it much less already, even though it's getting harder. But I dread it much less than I did when I started. And I made up, because I'm very disciplined like that, I made up the exact times I'm doing it, when I'm doing it, if I'm able to do that those times, so I stick to it. But the first week or two, I dreaded it. Every time I went there, I felt like I was being led off to the guillotine or something. And I just dreaded it. I'm not saying I look forward to it now, but it's already much, much lighter, and I have a certain chias. Because afterwards, I feel good about it. I feel good. I feel much better. And even b'shas ma'aseh, it's hard, but I feel it's good. And it's just a marshal ba'alma, mamish, of how it takes time. But then, what my trainer tells me is that, you come to a point where you look forward to it. You really look forward to it. It's gvaldi. It's exciting. The way, you know, when we were kids and we played ball, I didn't dread that. Even though we were running up and down the court for a couple of hours, but it was the pre-hayom. It was the fruit of the day. We looked forward to it all day long to get to the basketball court. I would say baseball. We love baseball too. It's not exactly exercise, but you look forward to being in the game. You look forward to playing ball. Look forward to playing ball. It's hard. It's gewaldig. It's yedidus amitis. The outsider doesn't know. What does it mean to live, you know, here and there a spark, but he doesn't know what does it mean, you know, a neil or whatever it is, but he doesn't know what does it feel like to live one's entire day in a world of ahava, a world of yedidus, a world of ahava. Mamash chayim b'soich olam shel ahava. To be able to live b'soich olam shel ahava, in a world of ahava. Chayim shein rega shel bididus, a life that even if there's no one within 1,000 miles of you, even if you're chas v'shalom someplace all by yourself, chalila, ein rega shel bididus. Ein rega shel bididus. Not the people kicking and screaming and crying like during the months of quarantining and people now also whatever, all these things with that how people are going through this business about being alone. The conversations I had with people about how they were going crazy from being alone, and that I understand if you're stuck. Like, you know, someone told me that somebody that he knows, they were just about to get divorced, and then the COVID came. Like the wife didn't know that he wanted to divorce her. But he had spoken to his friend that he can't take anymore. He's getting a divorce. He's finished. And the next thing you know, he's like, he was quarantined for 3 months with her. So I don't know what happened. And I don't know what the end of the story is. I hope she's alive. I hope maybe they worked it out. I'm not sure. I didn't follow up with anything over there. But it must have been there were some situations like that that you were quarantined and you felt terribly lonely, even though there were other people in the house. But there were grown men that were like close to tears about the quarantine. They're close to tears, being alone, being alone, unbearable, being alone. I'm not talking about, God forbid, someone sick or someone that's old and by themselves. I'm talking about a healthy person that has now a person who has svarim in his house, and he also has a phone. But ad kedei kach, people are like falling apart. This is like a big inyan. The bedidus. A person who lives in this world of yedid nefesh is a life chaim she'ein rega shel bedidus. There isn't a moment of loneliness. Ein rega shel bedidus. Tomid yesh shutuf, v'shutuf hamiti. There's always a partner. Shutuf hamiti, and a real shutuf. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mi sheyamin ledvarim, a person who believes in this, v'yachlit shegam hu roitzeh luchyeh b'olam ha'avazeh, and makes the decision that he too wants to live in that world of ahava. He makes the decision. I want to live in that world. How do you get into that world? How does one become part of that world? Kainim is asked Kalei Lama. Every single person, every single one of us can become part of that world. And when you become part of that world, you kainim say Lama. It's a different world. You kainim say Lama, you mamish, acquire the world. And he says, I'm going to work with you. Rashford says, I'm going to work with you on this, on getting into that world, this world of Ahava. All of us swarmer about that, of getting to this world of Ahava. He speaks a lot about Yira as well, and that's not a contradiction. Next page, Memches. Lifnei shehodam maschil nasayis lavoid bechdei lahargish es ahavas lebore. Before a person can even begin to work on entering into that world of ahava, of love for Hashem and Hashem's love for him, reish is called tzarich shiyamdu leneged einav divrei Hagemara b'Shabbos Amud Aleph da'lachsni lechavruch leisavid. First, you have to have before your eyes the famous words of Hillel HaZaken that he told the guy that was coming to convert while he would be standing on one leg. That something, what you hate, what you don't like for yourself, don't do it to somebody else. That's what Hillel told that guy. Zubikola Tarkula. And Hillel told him, that's the whole Torah. You want the whole Yiddishkeit? Here's the whole Yiddishkeit. Vidach Perusha, the rest of Yiddishkeit, the rest of Torah is a perish of this one sentence of what you don't like for yourself, don't do to your friend. That's the whole Torah, and the rest is only a commentary. So of course all the Mepharshim are asking, what do you mean? Shabbos is a commentary on that? Blowing Shofar is a commentary? Tchum Shabbos, what does that mean? Benching lulav, tefillin. So everybody talks about that. What do you mean that the rest is a commentary? Vidach perusha zil gemar, go and learn. That's what we told the guy. Zil gemar. Miu chavercha. Who was this friend that Hillel was referring to? Who was the friend? When he told this guy, when he told this the guy that wanted to be Magayer, he told him that that what you don't want, don't do it to your friend. Who's this friend? Miu chavercha. Pirush Rashi, dalachsni lechavercha lesavet v'achvei avicha al tazay. Rashi tells us the pasuk in Mishlei that is talking about Hashem. Reyacha v'rei avicha al tazay. Don't abandon the one who is your friend, your father's friend, and your grandfather's friend. Don't abandon him. It means Hashem. Zakarish Baruch Hu. Zakarish Baruch Hu b'chvoy devatzim hu reyacha v'reyavicha. V'haftel reyacha, Hashem is your friend and your father's friend. Zener in their eyes. So what's the Gemara telling? What's Hillel saying to this guy? HaGemara emeris lanu shakarish Baruch Hu chavecha. Hashem, the Gemara is telling us, Hashem is your friend. Because you want to understand what it means to be a Yid, and the tachlis of what it means to be a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yechaveh, Hu Reach Reavicha, Yidin Mamish, Yidin Amiti She'en Kamaisai. Ono Begilim Lahakios HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah Melech Kol Olamos, because that's the beginning of Yiddishkeit and the tachlis of Yiddishkeit. That's the beginning. On a regular Mahakyas Gash Baruch Hu B'Torah Melech Kol Olamos, we're used to thinking of Hashem as being the King of all worlds, Baruch Kol Olamos, the Creator of all worlds. On a regular Nisyach is a love Kekodesh. We're used to thinking of him only as Kodesh. Kodesh means separate, different, Mufresh, apart. Umuv Dal She'en Lanu Shum Hasaga Machshav U'Tvisa, by the way, we have no way of understanding or thinking about. We can't grasp him at all. Obama's calls are nachon. Of course, we can't grasp Hashem. That's true. Avyesh oid yaches emkash baruch. But Hashem has baruch revealed to us that there is another way that we relate to him. Avyesh oid yaches emkash baruch. Now, of course, the the union of a tzaddik is that he's able to handle both of these. Aviyesh oid yachis abakash baruch hu. Rabbi Nelson Breslov speaks about believing in one's tefillas in Hilchas Nachlas Dalad. Look at the halachas. At some point, maybe we'd probably have to go through part of that at least. In Hilchas Nachlas Dalad, in Likutei Halachos, the Rav Nosson speaks about the inyan of davening to be careful. There's the possibility of a person being too much to the right in davening or too much to the left. Too much to the right or too much to the left. What does that mean? There's a whole arichas, pages and pages. But Rav Nosson explains is that one could daven and have a thought during davening that why would Hashem ever want to hear anything from a guy like me? I'm a worthless nobody, nothing. I'm a speck of dust. I'm nothing. You know, all that stuff. So why would he want to hear it from me in such a way? That's the inyan of the left. That's like Esav. What's the tachlis? There's no tachlis and no shaychis. So that's when one's davening is to the left. And then there's another mistake one can make by that. It's a terrible mistake. You have no inyan to daven. Why should I daven? I'm nothing to him. He's some big king and I'm nothing to him. He runs the universe and I'm a worthless nobody. So then you have no inyan to daven. Then what's the right? Go too much to the right, which is the way of Yishmael. Going too much to the right is, I'm so haimish with Hashem. He loves me so much that I don't have to even daven to him at all. Just take care. He takes care of everything. No need to talk. No need to daven. No need to do mitzvahs. Everything is. You talk to kids these days. Especially if you talk to a kid that's not keeping mitzvahs, you'll find out that it's either one too much to the right or too much to the left. It's always one of those two. Too much to the right, too much to the left. What's the tachlis? They both feel what's the tachlis. Only this guy. This is an Esav Dikah Mahalach. The Esav Dikah Mahalach is that, yeah, he hates me, he disgusts me, he doesn't want me, he's no shaychis to me. So what's the tachlis? The other one is, Mordeh to daven, come to me, everything's coming to me, life is good. What's the matter? Something's wrong over here.
Yeah.
So just take it out completely.
Then they can hear. They need it for the sound.
Ah, beside
that. The Mevo picks it up. We don't need it for. You don't need this mic. This mic is only local. The Mevo also. Yeah, you can try.
Ah, that has a mic in it?
Yeah.
Say that. Okay.
That's fine.
So the person who's davening is too much Yishmael Dick. So there the feeling is, it's coming to me. He loves me so much. It's from the right side. He loves me so much, I don't have to even ask him, he knows what I need, all that stuff. I have to put on tefillin anyway, every Jew, yesh kol yisrael yesh chelek l'mahav, that mahalach of, either way, there's too much to the right, too much to the left, either way, he comes out not davening. And either way, he comes out not doing mitzvahs. Everybody who's not davening and not doing mitzvahs is one of these two. It's one of these two. Nowadays, it's more the progressive left, the Esav type, more that. I don't mean to give any cover to those people on the left. Of course, they feel that they're worth everything. It's just everybody else is worthless. That's the progressive left. So there's no yachas with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the difficulty is balancing these two relationships. That's what Rabbi Nosson is talking about, going in a healthy way in the middle, to have both of these feelings, and to integrate them in a healthy way. That's a big chachma to do that. So all davening is about that. All avodas Hashem is about that. Oyd tzura shel istaklus al Kadosh Baruch Hu, tzura shel chavecha, re'acha re'avicha. The other tzura, the ones that most of us growing up never heard about, and our kids are not hearing about, is that Hashem is, it's true, he's Elokeinu Melech Olam, but he's Yechaver. Re'acha re'avicha. Mahalach shel yedidus im habayrei. Zo mahalach shoyne lechalutin. It's a completely different mahalach. Zo mahalach shel kesher nafshi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mahalach of having a kesher nafshi with Hashem is Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol kol mi'ein v'dvaro. Kishem shadon noim lo'i v'nechem alay l'sheves im reya v'yididav l'sechech imahem. The same that one of the most pleasant things in life is to sit with some good friends and to talk. Kein mamish yesh mahalach kazem kash baruch hu. Kein mamish yesh mahalach kazem kash baruch hu. It's mamish a mahalach like this with kash baruch hu. Hodem nimsa b'charos ha shakash baruch hu. Person lives in this friendship. V'harei ha-shalai. And Hashem is his friend. Hu ha-yidid shalai. He could speak to him. B'chol eis. Not just Shachas Mechem Arav. Not just a bracha. B'chol eis, b'chol shah sheyetza. Whenever he wants. B'chol eis, b'chol shah sheyetza. I remember that I was once, around 30, 35 years ago, I was giving a class in the seminary in the west side, and I spent one shiur that the subject was tefillah, was davening, and we were a few shiurim into the thing, and I spent the shiur talking a little bit about his bardos. These were all like balas shuva, like 20, 25 to 35 year old, and so I gave the shiur, and the next shiur, one of the young ladies came in at the shiur, and she raised her hand. She said, you know, that she spoke to her teacher in Eretz Yisrael, who told her this is not a Jewish approach. It's not a Jewish approach. It's not our approach of the Torah world, I think, something like that. Whenever you hear those words, Torah world, you got to watch out. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Torah world. You got to watch out for those words. Whoever says it, and whatever it's written, is just a polite way of saying, not you. She said that she spoke to her rabbi in Eretz Yisrael in the seminary, where she was, and it's for a year or something, and he said, this is not our mahalach. It's not the way of the Torah world. This is a fringe type of a thing. It's not a Jewish way. According to that, the Chofetz Chaim is not part of the Torah world. I mean, to kick Rabbi Nachman out of the Torah world, I would hate to be the one to face Rabbi Nachman after only 20. But even by his standards, even though he doesn't go for rabbis and things, but even by his standard, the Chofetz Chaim is somebody you don't want to mess with. But then if you go further back, like to, you know, Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak can get even worse trouble. You go further back. Whenever you want, you can talk. Whenever you want. Like kama yidid basav adam. Not like a human friend. You can't always talk to the person, even with the phone. Shabbos is far away. Even the phone, whatever, it's not shaykh for that time. To live in that world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, not the Torah world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. To live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. In that world of Yedid Nefesh, of Herachman, Yedid Shechel Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu Nimtzim Hayedid Shel Kol Hazman. Wherever you are, any time of your life, any minute of your life, wherever you are, Hu Nimtzim Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Eis B'chol Shav Mamish Kipshutai, is every single moment of your life Mamish Kipshutai, in the simplest way, Mamish Kipshutai. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with our hakdamas to get to the actual limud of his brothers. We'll continue next week, Be'ez Hashem.